is celebrating its first year of population decline in 16 years. And that's likely due to some occurrence that happened here a short time ago. And let's see, what else? We're about to start the Friday night 3870 Traders Net, which has the purpose of allowing people a forum for buying, selling, trading, or giving away amateur-type equipment. We have a very simple format to this net. Take a list of call signs, and then come back and have three or four of those people go ahead and make their listing. When you do make your listing, please give your full call sign first, then give your name, then give your location or the nearest significant city, and then make your listing of everything you have for what, sale, trade, giveaway, throwaway, and then give your contact information at the end, like phone number, and if you're good on the QRZ database. This is a directed net, so please don't just throw out comments. Nobody's going to pay much attention, and you'll get a nasty reputation if you do that. We have a few backup net controls, so it won't always be the same person checking you in, but please don't be hollering at him right out of the chute there. Just address him by his call, whoever it would be, or by his first name. Backup net controls consist of Ricky, KE5PYX, over by Beaumont, J, KM5QS, down in Alice, Texas, Dennis, W5DPK, who's recovering from, we'll let Jay give a little update in just a second here, and that's about it from here. If you got stuff you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or you'd like to drop off at Belton for somebody to pick up, just make sure you put it on this net too. Does anybody have any, emergency traffic? Or Jay, would you like to say a couple words about Dennis there? Go ahead.
Okay, I can do that. Dennis, a couple of days ago, had a minor stroke, I guess you'd have to call it that. A little piece of blood decided to harden up and got into a small place. He went to the doctor or the hospital, and it was a minor thing. The only damage he sustained is probably temporary, was a little bit of loss of function in the peripheral vision on his left eye. He's doing well. He's already been released. He's got the medication. They've done all the tests and all that stuff, and so he's probably at home listening to us and laughing right now, but at any rate, he's going to be okay, and all our prayers are answered, and he's all right. So that's it on what's his name up there? Dennis, anyway. KM5QS. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. A lot to remember for some of these conversations, that's for sure. Jay is going to come back in a little while here and tell us all about the Belton Hamfest also. Let's see, what else, any other stuff to talk about? I guess not. So if anybody's got any junk other than me, I only got a few things, but anybody's got any good stuff they want to buy, sell, trade, give away, come with your call sign now.
Papa Yankee X-ray. Dano, I'll go first.
Okay.
BPP.
All right. Good evening, everybody. KE5PYX, Ricky, just north of Beaumont, Texas. I've got a few wants tonight and a few things for sale. First thing I'm looking for is a good VHF tuner. You know, 200 or 300 watt VHF tuner. Anybody got one laying around? Give me a shout. I'm looking for one. There was something else I was looking for, but doggone it, I forgot. All right, stuff for sale. I have a MFJ 989C tuner. It is a legal limit tuner. I have put legal limit into it. Works fine. Asking 150, 150 for it. I have Alpha 76A. It's got the original 8874s in it. It's clean inside and out. It's on 240 volts. It does make full output. Asking 1300 for that amplifier. I also have a Amptech LA2000. It's the amp I'm on right now. Runs a single 728. It is legal limit plus plus. It's in good shape. Like I said, I'm actually talking on it right now. Asking 2200, 2200 for that amplifier. May do a little bit of trade or something on it. Can't really tell. The tuner is shippable. I will ship it. The amplifiers I will not, but I will meet somebody within 100 miles or so of Beaumont. Contact info, 409-239-8063. That's 409-239-8063. Thank you, Dado.
Okay, thank you, Cliff.
I always miss this last one here. This, what's the model number of that LabTech amplifier?
It is a LA2000, Lima Alpha 2000.
Okay, I got it right, believe it or not. Okay, thank you, Ricky. Ricky, KE5EYX, over there in north, a little bit north of Beaumont. He's got some wants and he's got some for sales here. He's got the wants for a good VHF tuner, around 300 watt capability. And I, now that I think about it, I probably have never seen a VHF tuner. I had a 2 meter VHF tuner that I gave to Sammy 100 years ago, but I have no idea what was in it or how it ever worked. Ricky has for sale an MFJ 989C tuner. Beautiful tuner for $150. You'll never beat that price. You've got an Alpha 76A amplifier. It's got the 8874s in it. Full output. Beautiful shape for $1,300. And he's got a LabTech LA2000. That's a legal limit amplifier. Single high power tube for $2,200. And he said he can ship the tuner, but the rest should be pickup only in the Beaumont area, or he'd meet somebody within 100 miles of Beaumont. And Ricky can be reached at area code 409-239-8063. 409-239-8063. Anyone need a fill? Okay, thank you, Ricky. W5DPP, go ahead. I know, I heard him.
I'm having technical difficulties here in just a minute.
Okay.
I'll jump in there for him while he's getting his technical difficulties, Dado. W5UTZ. All right, now. Got it.
I got Keith down here, too, but go ahead, Sammy.
All right, anything may cut out. I'm gonna be having trouble with a transmitter on any length of time it cuts out. So anyway, this is Sam, EW5DPP. I'm over here located in the Bryan College Station area, and I got some amplifiers to list today. Got a few VHF amps. I got a Mirage 25N300 out, 400. I've got a TE Systems 1452G. That's about a 400 watt amplifier for 500. I've got a Commander 2. That's a Command Technology 2 liter amp with a single 3CX 800 rate 850. An SB2 220 for 650. A SB200 for 375. That's something else I can't read what the hell. Oh, I got some transverters. I need a transverter. They're 10 in and 2 meters out. Good, I think I have a couple of them there. They're low power in, so they'll work on flexes. Good. Those are down east microwave or transverse. Just call me if you're looking for one of them. I'll see if I got anything that could work for you. And also have a OM4000 for $49.50 if anybody interested in any of those amplifiers. You can reach me at 979-820-4814. 979-820-4814, email on QRZ. KWOZ and the trader net, W5DPP.
Okay, I think I got it. Hope I got it, Sammy, or at least enough of it that somebody could understand what this all is. Sammy, W5DPP up there in the Bryan College Station area, is got for sale a Mirage 2530. I think he said that was 25 in, 300 out for $400. Is that right?
Yo.
Okay. He's got a T Systems 14520 for $500. He's got a Commander 2 amplifier. That's 2 meters. It's got 3CX800 in it for $850. There's a real bargain. He's got a Heathkit SB220 for $650. He's got a Heathkit SB200 for $375. I've seen some of the SB200s he's got, and they look great to me. Let's see, he's got some transverters, 10 meters in and 2 meters out for sale. He didn't put a price on those, but he said they're low input, so that should be a real nice piece of gear to have sitting around the shack there to listen to VHF with. He's got an OM4000, the workhorse amplifier, for $49.50. And Sammy can be reached at area code 979-820-4814. 979-820-4814. Anybody need a fill on Sammy's listing?
Well, I forgot something else too there, Dino. I got that Heathkit HA14, that little all band. It's an SB220 and a little bitty box, ISB200. It's got a pair of 572s in it. Before one.
Yeah, okay. It's a little mobile amplifier was originally intended for, but it's got a pair of 572Bs in it. Those are nice. I had one of those way back in the Stone Ages. Did you have a price on that, Sam?
$400, and it's got the power supply with it. It's got, I have an AC supply, not a DC. Just plug it in. It's just like an SB220, two pieces.
Okay.
And $200.
Yeah. Okay. Sammy also has a Heathkit, a rare item, but these things work great. And you talk about something that's easy to tune up. This would be good for those guys that take a half hour. It's a Heathkit HA14. It's got a pair of 572Bs in it. It comes with an outboard AC power supply for $400. That's a real collector's item, and all you've got is a one knob tuning, and you can't make a mistake. It's kind of preset for you. Anybody need a feel on any of Sammy's stuff? Okay. Good deal. W5UTZ. Good evening, Mr. Keith.
All right, Dano in the net. Hello, everybody, and Sammy, and Michael in Louisiana, and you, Dano. It was nice seeing y'all at Orange. Had a lot of fun, even though you was too good to eat with me and Sammy, but that's okay. We made it through. Kevin ate with us, so we were okay. But it was nice to meet y'all guys at Orange and seeing everybody again. I have for your consideration an SB220. Now, some of you may know what this SB220. This SB220 was built by a guy in College Station. It has a toroid transformer in it. And I've got it for sale. I'm asking $800 for it. Those who know what it is, know what it is. And you can reach me at 713-385-0742. You got that, Dano?
Yeah. I'm not that old. I got it all, but thanks for delaying a little bit there. I got it all written down even. Thank you, Keith. Keith, W5UTZ up there in the Spring area north of Houston. He's got a real collector's item here, but this thing works like you would not believe it. The Heathkit SB220, it looks really good. It's got an Antec toroidal transformer in it. It puts out a lot of juice. He'd like to sell that amplifier for $800. And that's most likely a very good deal, because you can't tell it from any other Heathkit SB220, but it's a real powerhouse, like they should have done to begin with. And Keith can be reached at area code 713-385-0742. 713-385-0742. Anyone need a fill? Okay, that was good to see you too last Friday and Saturday there, Keith. I was quite surprised that, Friday afternoon how little there was there, you might say, and how few people, but even more surprised at how weak it was on Saturday compared to what you expect. Anyway, that's not a sign of the future, but it probably is. Okay, let's see. Let me do one more, then we're going to let Jay make an announcement and see who we can dig up, then we'll have him hand it over to Ricky here. Anybody else, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come with you or call now.
KC5YL.
Yeah, W5DK.
Okay, there's two. I got KC5YF. Go right in.
Did you say me?
Yeah, KC5YL.
All right, I had a little hiccup with my audio. This is Kilowatt Charlie 5 Yankee Lima. The name is Rudy, and I am in McKinney, Texas. And I have an antenna for sale. It's a Gap Titan DX. It is new in the box. It has never been opened. And I want this to be a local pickup here in McKinney. And I will open the box for you when you come to look at it. And the price on that is $450. And if you know what I'm talking about, you'll know that's a pretty decent deal. I think the price of those shipped to the Dallas-Fort Worth area is well over $600 now. So you can contact me via my email, which is kc5yl.radio@gmail.com, or you can call me 972-837-2653. That's a mobile. You can text also. If you do call, please leave a message, because I get so many scam calls. I avoid picking the phone up unless I know who it is. So just leave me a message one way or the other. KC5YL.
Okay, let's see. Make sure I got that. That's Rudy, is that right?
Yeah, Romeo Uniform Delta Yankee, Rudy.
Okay. My page is right at the top. I couldn't read my own writing here for a minute. Okay, Rudy, KC5YL, up there in the McKinney area. He's got a brand new in-the-box Gap Titan DX tuner. No, antenna. He's new in the box. Gap Titan DX antenna. How many elements on that, Rudy?
It's a vertical. It's got one element with a bunch of stubs on it. It's one of those halfway verticals that does not require any radials.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a killer. That's what you need if you got a small lot. Yeah, this Gap Titan DX is a vertical, halfway vertical. He said you don't need any of the fancy crap to make it work either. It's new in the box. He'd like somebody to come pick that up there in McKinney so that they can open the box and take a look at all the parts and be happy with it. And there are two ways to get a hold of Rudy, or three, really. One is by email, which is kc5yl.radio@gmail, I believe it was. And he's been on the QRZ database for email. You can find that same email address. Or you can give him a call or text at area code 972-837-2653. 972-837-2653. Anyone need a fill? Did we get that right, Rudy?
Yeah, you sounding good. Yep. Again, though, if you would, if you call, leave a leave a message, and then I'll call you back, or send a text. Over.
Okay. Yeah, Rudy says leave a message, and he'll call you back if you do call. Okay, let's see. Dang, there was another one there. Who was that other one I missed? Where'd I write it down? Oh, wait.
Yeah, that was W.
Dangerous Don. Okay. I wrote on the back of the page for some reason. W5DK. Go right ahead.
There you go, Dano. Evening, everybody. And Dan, thanks for picking me up. Hope everybody's having a good Friday night. And this is Don, Delta Oscar November, Whiskey 5 Delta Kilo. And I'm in Spring Branch, shall we say the pretty one, north of San Antonio, Boulevardi, so South Central Texas. And I have a couple of tuners, an amplifier, and some towers. So here's the deal, Dano. I got a couple of Drake tuners from an estate that I had been sitting on. It's I got the first one's a MN4, a smaller one. It's a beautiful little antenna clean, 175. And then the larger tuner is the MN2000. And that one's going to be 225. And the amplifier is the Alpha 9500 that I'm talking on right now. I've had it for a while. I bought it new, old stock, basically. And y'all know how much I talk, so it's been lightly tested. And there's a dust cover, the original box, and the manual.
Original manual.
And I'm going to ask $3,900 for that. And then I have, there's a whole small stack of Ron 25s. I got straight sections, tops, and miscellaneous stuff that I'll have available. I'm taking the tower down tomorrow morning, by the way. Anyways, I have a handful of that, and then I don't want to ship any of this stuff. So I can meet people in Belton or Central Texas or on my travels to Houston, Arkansas or whatever. So just reach out and we'll make a deal. The number to reach me, cell phone number, text or call is going to be 210-542-9622. 210-542-9622. Hope that was clear. Back to you, Daniel.
Yep. Did you say you're good on QRZ for email?
I am, but I'm real bad about checking email, so I'd just rather get a text or call.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, Don. Don, W5DK, up there, over there in Spring Branch. Not the one close by me where all the hookers hang out, which I noticed today. I was drove through there. But the good one out there, out west. Don has for sale quite a few nice items here. He's got a Drake MN4 tuner for $175, real clean condition. He's got an MN2000 tuner, which is my favorite tuner of all time, for $225. And I've had this one for over, well, dang near 50 years, 40-plus years, and it's never failed ever. Use it every day. He's got a Alpha amplifier, a 9500. That's a powerhouse automatic. He'd like to, he's got a dust cover for it and the box, too, by the way. I think he said he bought that amplifier brand new. And, you know, Don, it's probably got very little use. He'd like $3,900 for the Alpha 9500. And he's taking down a tower, so he's going to have some sticks of Rhone 25. and he's going to have some tops, and I don't know about the bases, but you can give Don a call and find out what he does have for all of that set up if you need a tower. He says he can meet somebody in Houston, Arkansas, or somewhere that's not too distant from Spring Branch. Or you can come look at his stuff and pick it up there. And the best way to get a hold of Don is either by text or call him at area code 210-542-9622. 210-542-9622. Anyone need a fill? Okay. Jay, would you like to see if you can round somebody up and make an announcement about the goings-on at Belton?
Well, of course I would.
All right. You may do that now.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. This is KM5QSJ. I am in Alice, Texas, and the Belton Ham Fest, as I had mentioned earlier, just before the net, is 32 days from now is when we'll be showing up. The Ham Fest itself actually is 33 days from now, but we get there a day ahead of time so we can set up the barbecue pit and get ready. I do have some relatively new, well, they're not new people, they're old people, but they're new to helping me out there, that are going to show up and with it, and we have a varied menu going on. It's going to be a little more organized than in the past. The breakfast deal may change a little bit, where eggs are so expensive. We're thinking about an alternative that has something to do with pancakes and some other stuff, but that would be on Saturday morning mostly, maybe a little bit on Friday morning, but there's not that many people there. For the rest of it, this thing, most all of you, I'm sure you're bored to death with me talking about it all the time, but it was meant for everybody to show up and enjoy. It is not a commercial deal. We do not, we take donations, and if we break even, great. If we don't, we still have a hell of a good time. That's what it's for, place to meet. If you have something that you would like, you specifically have a dietary need for, if you bring it, we're going to have a fire. You can put it on and we'll cook it. We're going to be having beef ribs. We're going to be having some brisket. We're going to be having pork ribs. If you want to bring a pork tenderloin or a pork butt, something that we can cook in a couple hours, or chicken quarters, or one thing and another, please do that, and everybody will enjoy. If your wife is an excellent side dish entrepreneur, and maybe she makes a green bean casserole, or a potato salad, or banana pudding. You hear me, Emery? Banana pudding. You feel free to bring a dish of that. You can set it out there with everything else, and everybody can enjoy. Like I say, the pit is a welcoming and meeting place for everyone, and no one will be turned away. So if we still got food, anyhow. So that's it for the Belton thing, and be sure to support the Temple Amateur Radio Club when you're up there, because without them, we couldn't do this every time. I haven't missed one in 30 years, so don't want to start now. All right, let me see. Is there anyone else out there for the net? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. I hear nothing but the people above us, but that's okay. They're not messing it up too much. I'll make a little listing. I do have a Kenwood TS570D. It's the later model, the D with the DSP in it, but it does not have the 6 meters in it. I also have a AL811 with good tubes in it. and a Kenwood power supply that matches the 570, plugs into the back of it, and a good condition MC50 microphone with the 4 to 8 pin adapter to go with it. The whole ball wax I will let go for $1,200. Can bring it to Belton. If you got to have it before then, we can work something out. But I would take that for all of that. If anyone needs to contact me about that, my phone number is area code 361-453-2731. That's 361-453-2731. Now, more importantly, anyone else out there wants to make a listing, come now.
Hilo, India 5, Sierra X-ray Echo.
Well, I guess I'll warm out, Ricky. KM5 QSK E5 PYX Quasar.
There was somebody trying to get in there, but he was so light I couldn't make him out.
Okay, is there any relays?
Call signs Kilo India 5, Sierra X-ray Echo, Sugar X-ray Echo. Any relays? Over.
Well, he tried, but that side noise on the other frequency covered him up. N5WJA, go ahead, Ricky.
I believe he said his call sign was Kilo India 5, Sam X-ray Echo. I believe it was KI5SXE is what he said. Brandon, was that you?
Roger, Roger. That's me.
Yeah, he's in Wiley, Texas. Yeah, I've got a real hard time hearing him.
No worries. I'll try again some other day.
Okay, yeah, Brandon, come back Sunday night or Sunday morning on 40 meters, and we make it do it then. But anyway, good evening, everybody. And, Jay, I will have a couple of cases of Zumo's sausage and a couple of cases of Zumo's boudin that I'm going to bring down there to throw on the pit for everybody. So, anyway, good evening, everybody. K5PYX, Ricky over in Silsby, assisting Dan, K8WZ. Anybody else, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
KF6TI.
Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, guys, name is Ray down here in Congo. Kilo Fox 6, Tango India. I'm looking for the following ICOM radios. An ICOM 730, an ICOM 740, ICOM 765, and a ICOM 7410, especially the latter two. So you can reach me at 936-363-5904.
All right, I got you, Ray. All right, Ray, KF6TI over in Conroe, Texas. He's looking for a couple different ICOM radios. So, here's the list. ICOM 730, an ICOM 740, a ICOM 765, or an ICOM 7410. So if you have any of these, you want to get rid of them, give Ray a call. 936-363-5904. 936-363-5904. Anybody need a fill? All right, anybody else, buy, sell, trade, give away. You don't have to be in Texas, so buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now.
ZIV.
ZIV. Go ahead, Jim.
All right, Ricky. Folks, this is KB5ZIV. I got the wants. I'm still looking for the AM filters for the old FT-101s. You know, the ones that had tubes in them. I'm looking for three or four AM filters for those. you dig around in your in your junk drawer and you find some X30s or X30A. That's the AM filters for those, or it don't have to be the Yaesu one. It can be the Wilson, or it can be a INRAD. It doesn't matter as long as it's an AM filter. The easiest way to get a hold of me is look me up on QRZ, drop me an email, put your phone number in there, because the phone don't always work out here because I live out in the boonies, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. That's what I got for right now, Ricky.
All righty, Jim, thank you. All right, everybody. Jim, KB5ZIV over in Uvalde. He's looking, he has the wants for some AM filters for the old Yaesu FT-101s, not the new ones, the old FT-101 that had tubes in them. Something maybe like an X30, X30A filter. Doesn't have to necessarily be that. It can be another brand of filter, as long as it's the AM filter that fits that radio. So if you have any radio junk drawer, anything like that, look him up on QRZ, Kilo Bravo 5 Zulu India Victor. Drop him an email, because he lives out at the end of Google Maps, and you can't see it. It's all blurry out there, or Google Earth, however you want to look at it. So look him up on QRZ and drop him an email, leave your phone number, and when he gets phone service, he'll give you a shout. Anybody need a fill? All righty. Thank you, Jim. All right. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come now.
Whiskey Oscar Zulu.
Go ahead, Dano.
Okay, I'll try and I'll go slow so you can write all this down. Not that anybody cares. But I got lots of good stuff that works good. Let's see, is there anything broken? No, nothing broken. All works good. I've got a Heathkit SB220, and I'll put out full power. Doesn't look bad. Works great. Got new power supply stuff in it. I'll deliver that within 150 miles of Houston for $700. I've got a Kenwood T599. That's the original one. Thing works good now for $140. I've got a homebrew pair of 813s amplifier that puts out 900 plus watts. I use it every Wednesday in the boat anchor's net for $450. It does have the separate power supply that sits on the floor underneath. It's a small compact power supply, smaller than a shoebox, so nothing obnoxious. Let's see, I've got a homebrew single 3500Z amplifier also with a separate power supply about the same size as the other one for $450. I got a Heathkit DX40. It's in exceptional condition, works fantastic for $90, and I'll deliver that within 100 miles of Houston. And if I go to Belton, I could bring some of this there, but no guarantees that I'll be there. In fact, if I go to Belton, I'll bring everything that's left of this stack. Okay, let's see, and I think that's it. Again, the name is Dan. The call is K8WOZ. I'm in Houston. Phone number is area code 281-974-8171. 281-974-8171. And I'm good on the QRZ database under my call, K8WOZ. Thank you very much, Ricky.
Just to double check, Dan, on the 599, you said 140?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, all right, everybody. Dan, K8WOZ, over in Houston, has a Heathkit SB220. Does full power out. Got some new power supply parts in it. Things of that nature. It's got new parts in it. He will deliver it within 150 miles or so of Houston. He's asking $700 for that amplifier. He's got a Kenwood 599 that he's asking $140 for it. He also has a couple of homebrew amps. First amp is a homebrew. It's got a couple of 813s in it. Does 900 watts. Said he uses it on the boat anchors now, so a bunch of you have probably heard it. He wants $450 for that amplifier. He also has a, and that does have an external power supply, by the way. He also has another homebrew, single 3500Z, that has the small external power supply. He's asking $450 for it also, 450. He also has a Heathkit DX40. If y'all know what it is, then ain't no sense of me trying to explain it. So he's got a Heathkit DX40 for $90. $90. And, you know, you call Dano and talk it over with him, and I'm pretty sure he would meet, you know, around the Houston area or within 100, 150 miles. If you're making it to Belton and you don't feel like traveling, give him a call. And if he makes it to Belton, he'll have this stuff with him if it isn't sold by then. Give Dano a call, 281-974-8171. 281-974-8171. Anybody need a fill?
Contact and info.
Contact for info.
What is the TX-599?
Dano, can you explain what the Kenwood TX-599 is, please?
Yeah, Kenwood had a transceiver, receiver-transmitter pair of twins, they called it. The receiver was called an R-599. The transmitter was called a T-599. Covers 80 through 10 meters sideband CWN AM.
Got two tubes or three tubes in it, but otherwise solid state.
Runs a pair of 6146s with a 12BY7A driver.
All right, you ready? Did you copy that?
No, is that both or just the one?
That's for the pair, right, Dano?
No, it's just the transmitter.
Okay, it's just the transmitter, not the receiver.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. I'm familiar with that one.
All righty. Anybody else? Like I said, you don't have to be in Texas. If we can hear you and work you, we'll take you listening. So, anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come now.
K5LRX.
K5LRX. Is that correct?
Yep. Big 10-4. Okay. I got some stuff to advertise.
All righty, John, go ahead.
My handle, just for fun, is Jack. I'm in Austin, up on the top of the hill. At any rate, I've got a Eddystone receiver, and Eddystone is legendary in Britain. It's called the British Collins. They're really, really fine things. I've got a 750, and I've got another 850. I bought the 750 and restored it. So it works just fine and perfectly. And I bought the 850, so I want to keep the 850. It's got a couple of more bells and whistles, but the 750 is the one that's really the slim down and a desirable one. I want $450 for it. There's something really special. Go check, maybe check them out. You know, go do a Google on Eddystone 750s and see what it's all about. Pretty interesting British radio from the 60s tube. Something special. Also have an MFJ 259B, the ubiquitous antenna tester tuner whiz bang thing. It's got brand new batteries in it, works perfectly, and it's $175. And I have a Hammerlin 129X that I restored. I kind of like to buy receivers that don't work and then fix them. And that's one of them that I fixed, and now it's just in the wall of treasure. And it's probably time to send it down the road. I want $150 for it, which is pretty much a steal. And I've got a Central Electronics 20A with the rear 458 VFO. It's a really nice rig. It's one of the early sideband rigs, and it's especially good because it has the 458 VFO. And I guess I want $450 for it, and with the both the transmitter and the VFO. which has a Viking Invader 2000, which is a big honker. Again, it was an early sideband rig. It's really collector value, and it's kind of neat. I was wanting $600 for it. So that's it. Like that, I'll deliver, within like 100 miles maybe of Austin. We go to Houston quite a bit, so if you're between Austin and Houston, I'll be delighted to throw any of this stuff in the trunk and we can hook up. But at any rate, it's vintage stuff that I really like. All of it's good, and it is what I say it is, and it's just neat stuff. I just need some space, and my wife has helped me understand that it's probably time to send some of this treasure down the road. So there you go. Jack at K5LRX in Austin at 512-944-4362. Thanks.
Okay, Jack. On the Central Electric, I got the 450A VFO. What was the model number on the unit?
It's a 20A.
Oh, okay. That's what I had down. I just didn't know if I missed a digit before. All right. Appreciate it, sir. All right, Jack. K5LRX over in the Austin, Texas area has a Anystone 750. Pretty much the British version of the Collins, as they say. Anystone 750 receiver for $450. He also has the infamous MFJ 259B antenna analyzer. Has new batteries in it. Works good. Everything functions. He's asking $175 for it. He has a Hammerlin 129X. Hammerlin 129X for $150. He also has a Central Electronics 20A, that is the 20 Alpha, with a matching 450A VFO. The unit and the VFO for $450, 450. He also has a Viking Invader 2000. Man, I hadn't heard that in a long time. Love the old Viking gear. But anyway, he's got a Viking Invader 2000. He is asking $600 for it. He will deliver within 100 miles of Austin, Houston area or whatever. So if you're interested in any of this stuff, give Jack a call at 512-944-4362. 512-944-4362. Anybody need a fill?
Comment?
Yes, sir. I would like to anyone who doesn't know Jack is the best person out there you could buy something from, because it's going to be perfect. Almost as perfect as his wife. But at any rate,
late model tester is. I was again acquitted of all those charges.
Yeah, I bought the national receiver from you at Belton last year. Okay, I'll shut up. Thank you. Back to net control in 5GQ.
Oh, how did the national work out for you?
I've never plugged it in.
Guaranteed that it works like a hose.
Roger on that. Thank you again. Thank you for the interruption, Ricky.
All right. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Coming up. Like I said, you don't have to be in Texas. If we can hear you, we'll take your listing. Anybody else, buy, sell, trade, give away, come now. Well, Dano, I think I've run that pothole dry, so we're going to turn this thing back over to you. K8WZ, K5PYX.
Okay. Good deal, Ricky. Man, between you and Jay, you dug up a lot of stuff there. You wonder if all these people have all this stuff hidden. They just forget to list it, or they're too busy to list it. But there are other people out there that would like to have most of it. Yeah, that was great to hear Jack on here. Hope he does that again. Keep going through those barns and garages and everything else there, Jack. I'm sure you got a lot more you could put out here. Okay, let me take one shot and see if I can round up anybody else that can hear me that couldn't hear Jay or Ricky. Anybody else for the Friday night 3870 Traders Net, come with your call sign now. Anybody want to add to their list that they listed before?
KF6TI.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
I forgot to mention, excuse me, when you mentioned about the filters. When Jim mentioned the filters, I'm looking for an ICOM FL70 or FL80. That's the 2.7, 2.6, and 2.8 filters. So, thank you. I guess I better... 936-363-5904, and I'm here in Conroe, KF6TI. Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Ray, up there in Conroe, KF6, Tango, India. Got the wands for some filters here. You would like the FL70. I guess these are ICOM filters, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's like the FL70 or FL80. Filters, that's the 2.7, 2.6, and or 2.8 KC filters. And Ray can be reached, if you've got some of those or you come across them in a junk box, Ray can be reached at area code 936-363-5904, 936-363-5904. Anybody need a fill on that listing that Ray has? Okay. Anybody else? Any latecomers? This will be the last call. Anybody buy, sell, trade, giveaway? Come with your call sign now.
N5GQ, Dan, I'm getting here late.
Yeah, N5GQ, go right ahead. Go slow.
Okay, tonight I got two things. First, I have the want. I'm looking for a Q5 or down east microwave 5-band transverter. If you have one, you'll know what it is, and I'd like to talk to you about it. Because there's certain IF specs and so forth that I have to have for it to work with my radio. But, and the other thing is, Belton's like a month away, and if you have junk that you want to bring and sell me and get fixed and I bring back at the fall rally, or you just want to get rid of it, I'll buy it, fix it, and bring it back. I can be reached at 228-669-9125. And I've been getting a bunch of calls, so it's working.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Let's see, Bill, N5GQ over there in Mississippi. He's got the wants for a Q5 or Down East Microwave 5-band transverter. Boy, that's got to be a rare one. I think I saw one of those advertised in a magazine or something. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, if you've got one of those Down East Microwave 5-band transverters, Bill's the guy that's looking for one. And he said to remind everybody that it's going to Belton to bring your old broken stuff. He buys broken amplifiers, radios, and all kinds of stuff and gets it fixed, and he'll sell it back to you for what you for what he paid you, plus a little help on what he did for repairs. Bill can be reached at area code 228-669-9125, 228-669-9125. Anyone need a fill?
Comment?
Yeah.
These are currently in production again at Q5. Down East Microwave used to make them all the time, and the 50-watt version is new 2,500, and the 25-watt version is 2,000. And once I get that, I'll sell the individual transverters that I have, because I have all five of them up to 1296. So, you know, if you bought a Q5 and you have a 5-band and you don't really need but say 2 meters or 220 or 240, I have all five of the transverters, and I don't have a problem bringing and swapping.
Roger. Okay, anybody else have anything else before we pull the plug?
Yeah, Dano, I've remembered what I was looking for.
Yeah, go ahead.
I am looking for the 10kW coupler for an LP100. The model number is a LPC5, Lima Paul Charlie 5. It is the 10K coupler for the LP100 AWAP.
Okay, Ricky is looking for the 10kW coupler for the LP100 watt meter. Is that right? It's called an LP, it's a model number LPC5. And, let me get my you know what together here. Ricky can be reached at area code 409-239-8063 if you've got that 10K coupler that he's looking for. Anybody need a fill? Alright. Well, it's time to pull the plug, I guess. Thank you, everybody, for your participation and listening and listening, and we'll do this again next Friday, I hope. And have another 10 people check in, I think, something like that. Thank you, everyone, Jay and Ricky, for your help in picking all these guys up, and we'll see you next week. We'll hereby declare this net is complete, and turn the frequency back to normal amateur use, KWOZ. I'll be clear.
Good night, brother.
Yeah, you're getting long, Jim.
Yeah. You sell at Tokyo High Power?
Well, not yet. I think a guy up here is going to take it. You need an amplifier?
No, I was just thinking about it.
Oh, okay. Sammy's got another one, by the way. It's a little different faceplate, but it's pretty much the same one.
Do what now?
I say Sammy's got another one that is, if you lift the lid, it looks identical.
I do. If you don't sell it, let me know.
Okay, yeah. I'll find out, let's see, I'll find out in about 2 weeks for sure.
Okie dokie. I'm going to have to meet you on the highway, but...
Yeah, that's no problem. I need a road trip, kind
of. You can always come out here and stay a day.
No, that's okay. I don't know why I said that, because I just got done with 4 or 5 days going back and forth to Galveston every day. Then another 2 days over to Orange and back. And it seemed like I've been going, I'd go way the hell up to, out by Schulenburg yesterday, putting a lot of miles on the last month or two.
I do. I've been running back and forth to the doctor's office.
Yeah, that starts here next Tuesday. At that time of the year, those beggars, they're going to get you to come visit them whether you have anything wrong or not.
Yeah, well,